The wonderful privilege of prayer. The Savior explained that the secret of their success would be in asking for strength and grace in His name. The prayer of the humble suppliant He presents before the Father as His own desire in that soul's behalf. Sincere prayer may not be fluently expressed, but it will ascend to the sanctuary where Jesus ministers. He will present it to the Father without one awkward, stammering word, fragrant with the incense of His own perfection. The path of sincerity and integrity is not free from obstruction, but in every difficulty we are to see a call to prayer. "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name," said Jesus, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." In Christ's name His followers are to stand before God. Because of the imputed righteousness of Christ they are accounted precious. The Lord does not see in them the vileness of the sinner. He recognizes in them the likeness of His Son, in whom they believe. The Lord is disappointed when His people place a low estimate on themselves. God wanted them, else He would not have sent His Son on such an expensive errand to redeem them. He is well pleased when they make the very highest demands on Him, that they may glorify His name. They may expect large things if they have faith in His promises. But to pray in Christ's name means that we are to accept His character, manifest His Spirit, and work His works. The Savior saves men, not in sin, but from sin, and those who love Him show their love by obedience. All true obedience comes from the heart. It was heart work with Christ. And if we consent, He will so blend our hearts and minds in conformity to His will, that when obeying Him we shall be but carrying out our own impulses. The will finds its highest delight in doing His service. Our life will be a life of continual obedience. Sin will become hateful to us. As Christ lived the law in humanity, so we may do if we will take hold of the strong for strength. But we cannot depend for counsel on humanity. The Lord will teach us our duty just as willingly as He will teach somebody else. If we come to Him in faith, He will speak His mysteries to us personally. Our hearts will often burn within us as one draws nigh to commune with us as He did with Enoch. Those who decide to do nothing in any line that will displease God, will know, after presenting their case before Him, just what course to pursue. And power for obedience, for service, will be imparted to them, as Christ has promised.